The Jewish priesthood made liberal use of these writings subsequent to the captivity. But they were greatly hindered in their influence over their fellow captives by the presence of a young and indomitable prophet, Isaiah II, who was a full convert to the elder Isaiah's God of justice, love, righteousness, and mercy. He also believed with Jeremiah that Yahweh had become the God of all nations. He preached these theories of the nature of God with such telling effect that he made converts equally among the Jews and their captors. And this young preacher left on record his teachings, which the hostile and unforgiving priests sought to divorce from all association with him. Although sheer respect for their beauty and grandeur led to their incorporation among the writings of the earlier Isaiah. And thus may be found the writings of the second Isaiah in the book of that name, embracing chapters 40 to 55 inclusive.